Ariana Grande drops the ultimate girl collab, Olivia Rodrigo fangirls over Taylor Swift's support, and we've got new music from Selena Gomez. Yes, Girl Power Friday. This is Billboard News Now for Friday, January 15th. Rock you like a baby, but you know I'm about to keep you up. First up, Ariana Grande's 34 plus 35 remix featuring Megan Thee Stallion and Doja Cat has finally arrived. Here's Jordan Rowling with the details. We don't sleep enough, but I'ma keep you up. You can keep it up. Baby,
can you stay up all night? All night. Me to the daylight. Ari began teasing the new version of her popular Positions track earlier this week, sharing a 16-second video clip of a vintage TV featuring her silhouette along with two mystery individuals. But Arianators on Twitter were quick to guess Doja's involvement, citing an Instagram Live in which the singer raps a cheeky verse with the lyric, "I want that 69 without Tekashi." I want that 69 without Tekashi, and I want your body, and I make it obvious. Doja and Ari previously collabed on Motive, also featured on Positions. However, this is her first time teaming up with Meg.
The grogginess of my sleep, I checked my phone and she commented on my photo and I just about died.
Next up, speaking of girls who rock, Olivia Rodrigo, certified biggest Swiftie in the world, just revealed how she fangirled big time when Taylor Swift gave her debut single Driver's License her stamp of approval.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
In a recent interview with Apple Music, Zane Lowe, the 17-year-old singer-songwriter, explained she couldn't have been more surprised to receive the love and support from Taylor herself.
My friends called me on the phone, and I was like, oh my god, it's like 6 a.m. Can I like call you back in 2 hours? And he's like, no, absolutely not. Check your Instagram right now. And I'm like, the grogginess of my sleep, I checked my phone and she commented on my photo and I just about died.
Swift co-signed Rodrigo's pop hit by commenting, "I say that's my baby and I'm really proud." Underneath Rodrigo's Instagram picture of Driver's License sitting at number 3 right underneath her top 2 Evermore bonus tracks on the iTunes chart.
Literally, I looked up to her as long as I can remember, so it was so sweet of her to do that.
In response to Taylor's comment in a separate celebratory IG post, Rodrigo joked, "What is breathing?" And finally, yes, the wait is over. We've got new music from Selena Gomez. Here's Jordan Rowling again with the story.
On January 15th, Selena Gomez released her highly anticipated Spanish language single, De Una Vez. Writing on Twitter, "This is the beginning of something I've wanted to explore for so long. I hope you love it as much as I do." And with the new song came some pretty magical visuals representative of Selena's evolution. The music video even seems to hint at a potential second single, concluding with the phrase, "Baila conmigo, dot, dot, dot." In a statement, Selena said, "I am incredibly proud of my Latin background. It felt empowering to sing in Spanish again, and De Una Vez is such a beautiful love anthem."
For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com, and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.